So let's continue the meditation on meditation on solitude. Solitude by favorite moments. Solitude, but always with you, Jesus and Lord. So solitude doesn't mean alone, not loneliness. With Jesus, that's important. Close to your heart, time passes pleasantly for me. And close to Him, my soul finds its repose. So at times we don't have the patience to stay in the chapel or before the Blessed Sacrament. Sometimes maybe a sign that our heart is not there. Our heart is thinking of so many things to do, just that counting the minutes and going out. that's not solitude. Your heart is not yet silent. When the heart is filled with you and overflowing with love, and the soul burns with pure fire. So we don't have fire, we have no love. No, not enough. Then, amidst the utmost desolation, the soul will not experience loneliness. So you have to feel really, really desolated that you have the space for Jesus. Because it rests on your bosom. Oh, solitude, moments of supreme companionship. Though I be abandoned by all creatures, I immerse myself totally in the ocean of your Godhead. And you listen sweetly to my confidences. So you have to give up all things. Then you will experience. This evening, the Lord asked me, do you not have any desire in your heart? It's fine, eh? Many times we just say, we ask for many things, but for sin I never asked anything. Then Jesus wondered, why do you have anything to ask? I answered, I have one great desire, and it is to be united with you forever. So, it's more close to Jesus, that's the desire she wants. And the Lord answered me, that will happen soon. When she grew up, I think the soon, because she's dying, no? the dying ones. My dearest child, your every stirring is reflected in my heart. You see, whatever our worries, it's also the words of the Lord. My gaze rests kindly upon you before any other creature. So, because she loves so much, not because Jesus loved her in a particular way, because she loved Jesus in a particular way, so that's the correspondent, you know. If you are not you don't open your heart to Jesus. Doesn't mean Jesus doesn't open to you, but you don't know open. How can Jesus open to you? He cannot. It doesn't mean he doesn't want. He cannot. That's the problem. Right? Is it correct? Just getting up from the sleep. You need time to calculate. I asked the Lord today that He might deign to teach me about the interior life. Because of myself, I can neither understand nor conceive anything perfectly. The Lord answered me, I was your teacher. I am and I will be. Strive to make your heart like unto my humble and gentle heart. Jesus' heart is humble and gentle. Sometimes we are humble, but not gentle enough. Teaching tongue, not humble and sweet, not sweet enough, not gentle. Never claim your rights. Bear with great calm and patience everything that befalls you. calm and patient with things. That's important. That's what Jesus was doing. Bear with great calm and patience everything that befalls you. Do not defend yourself when you are put to shame. Many times, with the first instance, I'll say, no. I didn't do that. No. To protect yourself. Don't do it in the first instance. Though innocent. So Jesus knows that we are innocent. Do not defend yourself when you are put to shame. Though innocent. That's very, very, very good, huh? Let others triumph. Do not stop being good when you notice that your goodness is being abused. I myself will speak up for you when it is necessary. So Jesus himself will do justice for us, or that you do the justice for yourself. Beautiful. Jesus will have his time to do it for you. Just be calm. I myself, Jesus said, never speak up for you when it is necessary. I myself will speak up for you when it is necessary. Necessary. Not all the time. Be grateful for the smallest of my graces. Because your gratitude compels me to grant you new graces. Gratitude. Thankful. Don't just complain. So little. We always complain. So little graces to me. I need a bigger grace. Don't complain. Towards the end of the way of the cross which I was making, the Lord Jesus began to complain about the souls of religious and priests, about the lack of love in chosen souls. So it's especially for religious sisters and priests. Jesus hurt very much. I will allow convents and churches to be destroyed. That means to say, Jesus is really angry with souls not loving him enough. I answered, Jesus, but there are so many souls praising you in convents. The Lord answered, that praise wounds my heart because love has been banished from the convents. Souls with the love and with the devotion, souls full of egoism and self-love, souls full of pride and arrogance, souls full of deceit and hypocrisy, look for them, souls who have just enough warmth to keep them alive. My heart cannot bear this. Although you are good, it's not enough for the religious sisters, for us priests. Just to be good priest, good nun is not enough. Sorry? Sorry? Not enough. That's right. Yeah, before people you're good. Before people, you're good. But you, if you don't have a heart, a real heart, fire. That's right. That means not fire. Just keep you not cold. That's not enough. You'll be made of charcoal. Spurn people. Hurt people with your love. That's the... My heart cannot bear this. All the graces that are poured out upon them flow off them as off the face of a rock. So you can see, Jesus, the grace is giving out. But since you are lukewarm, so the grace cannot enter. That's a problem. It's not just Jesus doesn't love you. You don't have a heart. You are not a container. You're just for yourself. Do you think good things for yourself? Not humble enough. Not gentle enough. Humble and gentle. These two words, a key word, very important. Don't fight back. No, this is in the beginning. So even people against you, keep silent. I cannot stand them because they are neither good or bad. That's the problem, no? Neither good or bad. Look well. That's what exactly the in the Revelation, no? I either want you to be good or what you call warm or hot or cold. If you are not hot or cold, I vomit you out. Lukewarm. That's a problem. I think today we all of us, most of us, under this category, lukewarm. You dare not be cold. But you are not desiring to be hot enough. More or less. That's not the way of Jesus' way. But yeah. Either you are good or you are best or worse. You are good, not enough. The middle is good, no? It's not enough. I called commons into being to sanctify the world through them. It is from them that a powerful flame of love and sacrifice should burst forth. And if they do not have, they do not repent and become enkindled by the first love, I will deliver them over to the fates of this world. That's why many commons becomes more as association of the world. Not putting fire. I'm not looking at you because you're not. You know where you are. No. How can they sit on the promised throne of judgment to judge the world when the guilt is greater than the guilt of the world? There is neither penance nor atonement. O heart, which receive me in the morning and at noon, are all ablaze with hatred against me, hatred of all sorts. O heart, especially chosen by me, were you chosen for this, to give me more pain? The great sins of the world are superficial wounds on my heart, but the sins of a chosen soul pierce my heart through and through. So the sin of the world wound Jesus, but sin of the religious or consecrated person, it really pierced the heart of Jesus. When I tried to intercede for them, I could find nothing with which to excuse them, and being at the time unable to think of anything in their defense, my heart was seized with pain, and I wept bitterly. Then the Lord looked at me kindly and comforted me with these words, "Do not cry. There are still a great number of souls who love me very much. But my heart desires to be loved by all, not just a few. And because my love is great, that is why I warn and chastise them." So sometimes the chastisement from Jesus is not that we go worse, so that we can be better. Struggle with sudden temptation. There was a person who kept accosting me with flattering words, and since he knew when I went out to go to the chapel or to the veranda, he would bar my way. Since he did not dare approach me by himself, he found another person like himself, but neither of them dared approach. As I was on my way to the May devotions, they were already standing there where I had to pass. I hadn't yet reached them when I heard enticing words directed at me. And the Lord permitted me to know the intentions of their hearts, which were not good. I felt they were blocked. They would block my way after the service, and then I would have to talk to them, for up to that time, I hadn't said a word. Who is these two men? Who is this man? What she's mentioning, there's a he, one to block her way. It's so long a passage you asked me to prepare for this. Okay, now you listen carefully. Yeah. Huh? Next time you sit one bench. Struggle with a certain temptation. There was a person who kept accosting me with flattering words, and since he knew when I went out to go to the chapel or to the veranda, he would bar my way. Since he did not dare approach me by himself, he found another person like himself, but neither of them dare approach. As I was on my way to the May devotions, they were already standing there where I had to pass. I hadn't yet reached them when I heard enticing words directed at me. And the Lord permitted me to know the intentions of their hearts, which were no good. I felt they would block my way after the service, and then I would have to talk to them. For up to that time, I hadn't said a word. I'll continue. When I left the chapel, they were there, armed with waiting for me to pass. This time, I was overcome with fear. Then Jesus stood by me and said, "Do not fear, I am with you." Then I felt an extraordinary strength in my soul, which I cannot describe, and being a few steps from them, I said boldly and loudly, "Praise be Jesus Christ." And they, stepping aside, responded, "Forever and ever, Amen." As if struck by lightning, they bowed their heads, not even dared to look at me. After I had passed, I could hear some malicious comments. Ever since that time, when this person sees me, he runs away in order not to meet me. And I, thanks to the Lord, have been left in peace. I think it's the devil. Yeah, I think. Because he cannot in the common, in the corridor. Can there be two persons, two he? Yeah. The devil is he, not she? Yeah, why cannot... No, why not? That's what she wrote. Then she make the she. Not he. No, sorry. Looks awful. So, okay.
Uh-huh. The devil for a woman is a he, but the devil for a man is a she. So the devil will be women.
I cannot catch it. So confused. Okay. Okay.
Because if Austin is a man, then the devil is a woman. And because
Christine
is a woman, the
devil
is a man.
So you have all the he's. You have all the he's. And I have all the she's. Okay. One more phrase, sir. After holy mass, I went out to the garden to make my meditation. Since there were not yet any patients in the garden at this time, and so I felt at ease. As I was meditating on the blessings of God, my heart was burning with fire of love, so strong that it seemed my breast would burst. Suddenly, Jesus stood before me and said, "What are you doing here so early?" asked you, what are you doing here so early? I answered, I'm thinking of you, of your mercy and your goodness towards me. And you, Jesus, what are you doing here? That's occurred to talk to Jesus. Were you talking this way to Jesus? He said, why are you doing that? Then why don't you do that? Jesus answered, I have come out to meet you, to lavish new graces on you. I'm looking for souls who would like to receive my grace. So Jesus looking for souls, he and she also, looking for grace. He will meet you. If you get up early in the morning, coming here soon, Jesus in the best sacramentary in you. Why you come so early? Then Jesus said, I come early to meet you, give you graces. So never, you will never lose anything before Jesus. You never lose. During Vesper today, the Lord gave me to know how very pleased He is with pure and free heart. Pure and free heart. Not preoccupied for many things, then your heart is not free. I felt that it is God's delight to look into such a heart. But such hearts are knightly hearts. Knightly means those knightly, those who are a kind of knight, the army, you know, in the old system, the knight, knightly, K-N-I-G-H-T-L-Y, knightly. Their life is a constant battle. That means it's the night. We have to battle, you know. Yes, Knight of Columbus, that's right. So we have, it's a battle. It's a battle. For Faustina, she got two he's to wait for her. It's a battle. And you have so many he's also around you. You too. You have many he's to wait for you. Out in the corridor. I heard this okay. On my way to the veranda, I went into the chapel for a moment. My heart was plunged into profound adoration, praising God's incomprehensible goodness and His mercy. Then I heard these words in my soul. I am and will be for you such as... No, sorry. I am and will be for you such as you praise me for being. You shall experience my goodness already in this life and then to the full in the life to come. O Christ, I am most delighted when I see that you are loved and that your praise and glory resound, especially the praise of your mercy. O Christ, to the last moment of my life, I will not stop glorifying your goodness and mercy. With every drop of my blood, with every beat of my heart, I glorify your mercy. I long to be entirely transformed into a hymn of your glory. When I find myself on my deathbed, may the last beats of my heart be loving him in praise of your unfathomable mercy. Today, the Lord said to me, you shall make a 3-day retreat before the coming of the Holy Spirit. I myself will direct you. You shall not follow any of the rules required for retreats or use any books for meditation. Your task is to listen attentively to my words. For spiritual reading, you shall read one chapter from the Gospel of St. John. So Jesus is the director of a 3-day retreat. Only what you read, so the Gospel of St. John. And Jesus will direct her. So, next time we see what happened in her retreat. Next time you stay early. you can hear clearer. Of course, my English is so bad that you cannot follow much, right? No. Also, my English is not good then. Oh.